grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. As our nation and the world keep the 20th anniversary of what we have come to call 9/11, so many thoughts and emotions come crowding in, and each one of us will have our own particular thoughts and emotions. I suppose that what most preoccupies me is a sense of the fragility of this world and its human inhabitants, how utterly fragile it all is. And so the words of the Lord Jesus in the Gospel read this Sunday are words we so desperately need both to hear and to take them to heart. In today's Gospel, no less than three times, our Lord says, "Do not be anxious. Do not be anxious." And it's no secret that the age we live in has often been called the age of anxiety. But to keep things in perspective, we need to keep in mind that anxiety has in fact been the plight of fallen humanity from the very beginning. And so this fallen human race always has need of hearing the words of the Lord Jesus, "Do not be anxious." But the Lord Jesus doesn't just give a command, "Do not be anxious." He also addresses all our too real anxieties by painting a beautiful picture in words through which his never failing care and love shines radiantly through. Jesus not only says, "Do not be anxious," saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?" He then goes on to say, "Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things," as if to say, you are not lonely orphans left to fend for yourselves. You are beloved children of the Heavenly Father. And Jesus turns to the creation around him and says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. And yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. And not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father's will." And so the Lord Jesus, in saying this, makes the little birds an example of trust. Dr. Luther once said that Jesus has made the little birds our teachers. And so the sparrow on the grass, the robin in the bush, teach us. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. And yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. And then Jesus goes on to ask, "Are you not of more value than they?" And yes, we are of more value than they. For we know that the same God who so wonderfully made and preserves this fragile creation also sent his Son to save. God the Son became fully human and lived in this fragile world where people need not only food and drink and clothing, but also a sense of trust and of hope. And so the Son, who is one of the Holy Trinity, knows by experience what it means to be hungry and thirsty, and indeed homeless, as he once said, "The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." He knows what it is to be pressed down by all the cares and troubles of this fragile life. And because all that is so, the wonderful words once spoken by the prophet, psalmist, have become even more wonderful in the radiant light of the Son of God, who is also the Son of Man. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Yes, this is a fragile world, and you and I are fragile human beings. But the eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He is our Father, the Father who spared not his own Son, but gave him up for us all. He has, in fact, seen our deepest need, the need for the pardon of our sin, that opens the gates of heaven to all believers. On another occasion, the Lord Jesus said, "Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is your Father's good pleasure, his delight, his joy, to give you the kingdom. And what is the kingdom? The kingdom is his kingly rule of compassion and mercy, embodied in his Son made flesh for our salvation and that of the whole world." And so the Lord Jesus tells us inhabitants of this fragile world, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well." He doesn't ask us to ignore the needs of this body and life, but he does teach us to seek first the kingdom, his kingly rule of compassion and mercy, embodied in his Son, made flesh for our salvation. And under that kingly rule of compassion and mercy, we are free. Free to lay tomorrow with all its troubles, work, and needs into the truly loving hands of the Savior, the hands which still bear those glorious scars, the marks of the nails and the spear, the marks of his love, as indeed we sing, "Crown him, the Lord of love. Behold his hands and side." There we are safe. A fragile world this is, and fragile creatures we are. But this world has a Savior. Each one of us has a Savior. a Savior who has much better things in store for us. And through the many difficult experiences that are our inescapable lot, we are being taught that we are not permanent residents of this fragile world, but are rather travelers passing through a strange land, on our way home to that home that shall be home indeed. And travelers on the way home from a long journey, don't become unduly attached to all the places and experiences along the way. Look at the birds of the air, says Jesus. Do not be anxious. Seek first the kingdom. I so often think that what makes our troubles even worse than they need to be is a loss of a sense of proportion, a loss of a sense of proportion. And I submit that the words of Jesus in today's gospel can, among other things, help us to regain a sense of proportion. And in this connection, some wonderfully memorable words of St. Paul come to mind. St. Paul writes, "So we do not lose heart, for this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, the things that are unseen are eternal." The things that are unseen are eternal. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And having heard the word of God, let us confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,